In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. There's the problem, right there, right at the end of the Gospel. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. For St. Peter, it was when he heard Jesus say, "I must go to Jerusalem and to suffer greatly and be rejected by the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and rise after 3 days." Rather than Peter saying, "Well, if that's what you have to do," he said, "No, don't go." Which, if we're honest, is probably the same thing that we would say to him. You have to go to Magna to suffer and die. And don't go to Magna. You know, things like that, because we see things as human beings see. That's why Peter was not being the devil, Satan with a capital S. He was being an adversary, a stumbling block, Satan with a small s. And he was not being told to go away, but rather to stop trying to lead him and start trying to follow him. Yeah, if you are in front of someone, you're trying to lead them. If you're behind them, you're being led by them. We also see thinking as man does in the first reading. You know, we see someone who's rich, and you know, we got to give him a special place to sit. See someone who's poor, you can sit on the floor. That's not how God sees us. God sees the soul, and we realize that things like poverty or wealth are things that will disappear in the kingdom of God. So we don't need to worry about that. But we also need to take to heart, you know, stop making these distinctions. These days you hear a lot about leaders within the church, and usually they're self-anointed leaders. We have one leader, and that leader is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The rest of us are followers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.